Kevin Howells with Joe Root after a very successful knock from your point of view out there today. How much did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was a very enjoyable experience and something that, you know, we'll remember for a while.
Were you surprised to get the call from the Lions at this stage and not to get involved this week?
Yeah, I was slightly, to be honest, but it was a very nice feeling and, you know, to be a part of it, everyone's been really welcoming and I've really enjoyed it and, you know, hopefully I can progress and maybe if I get another opportunity in the future, you know, do well again.
When I say surprise, I mean, you're only just sort of making your way into the Yorkshire team as well, although, and because I live in Leeds, of course, over the years I've been hearing your name for quite a few. It's been something that's been with you since what age, this expectancy where people have been saying, and you've been aware of people have been saying that, you know, you're a good player. When did that first start? Do you remember?
Well, it's not something I really worry about.
No, not worry about it, but you'll be aware
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, aware of it.
And have to live
okay.
with it, don't you? Sort of.
Well, it's not something I've really been aware of. Just, mm-hmm. I just enjoy my cricket and always have since I was little and, you know, I just love scoring runs, and if you do that, you're generally going to be successful. So it's just one of those things that comes as part of the job, I suppose.
When did you first get sort of the recognition at Yorkshire and in the England ranks? When you start sort of making representative teams?
Well, obviously, under-11s was the first Yorkshire starting, and scored a few runs there. And same 12s, 13s, and got a scholarship at under-13 level. So I was involved in and around the academy and got some coaching with some of the first team coaches, which was fantastic, and you know, really lucky to get that opportunity. And then from then, made the under-15s England side, did quite well there, and you know, been in and out of that system since then. Played under-19s cricket for England, and you know, broke into the first team at Yorkshire this year, and really want to like establish myself in that side, and you know, become a part of it, and try and win as many games for them as possible.
Are you from the sort of classic cricket family? Because your brother plays as well. He's sort of been noted as well. Tell us a little bit about your club and how you sort of with your brother and all the family background.
Yeah, well, I play at Sheffield Collegiate as a local club, which obviously Michael Vaughan's played there, Richard Kettleborough, and a few others, and my dad played there as well. I think when he was younger, he played a bit of not second team stuff and academy stuff. So there is a bit of cricketing background in our family. And obviously, my brother's a talented young cricketer. So from that respect, yeah, I suppose we are.
Yeah, and as Michael Vaughan, have you chatted with him, or the other players who sort of you've been chatting to during the teenage years now into you know your very early 20s? Who you've been talking to?
Yeah, he's been good to tap into. He's very good for giving advice now and again. Started working with Neil Fairbrother, he's now my manager, and he's very good to talk to on the game, and mm-hmm. very cool head and relaxed sort of character when you know you need that perspective on things. As well as the coaches at Yorkshire have been brilliant all the way through. Kevin Sharp, Martin Moxon, now in the first team. It's been a good experience and something I look forward to happening for years to come.
And because of this gradual build-up there's been, has there been anything, for instance, maybe even this move to the Lions, where you thought this is the next step up and this is a big step? I mean, have you felt it any different here, for example, than you have with the Yorkshire lads or not in the build-up?
Not in any sort of a bad way. I think it's been good in the fact that playing with a lot of other talented cricketers around the country and, you know, to see how they go about their business and see how the coaches go about their business here, and you know, picking people's brains here and there has been a fantastic opportunity for me, and I've made sure I've made the most of that, and I'll continue to do so for the rest of this game, and if I do get any other opportunities in the future, I will continue to do that as well.
And what about this game? I mean, off and on for rain on the third day, how do you see it from England Lions point of view and the pitch, for example?
I think the pitch has been fantastic. I think the groundsman has done a fantastic job in making a very good cricket wicket. There's definitely a bit in it for everyone, but it's been just starting to happen now. Obviously seemed a bat, and there's an extra bit of pace and carry, and if you get on in it, it's a fantastic pitch to bat on. So with the position we're in now, there's no reason why we can't post a good score in the morning and, you know, get a few early wickets. We can still win this game.
All right, well, congratulations. Continued success, Joe.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.